The high gor shmeita of high lishna, high gor of lishna achrina. Different rabbonim learn the girsa differently. So you've been mixed up altogether. You won't have the right girsa. It's not like we have right now the Gemara down here. They used to have the girsa about there, so you won't get it clear. Therefore, it's worth it to learn from one rav. That doesn't say. That doesn't say clearly. Rashi doesn't say. Okay. Al Pal Gemayim. Omer says, Shosla Shaitz. Yevoye Kesha Shosla Pal Gemayim. What is Al Pal Gemayim? Omer Tanskan Bachan Eloi. Le'oilam Yeshalesh Odom Shinoisa. Person should take his life and divide it in three. And spend his time shlish b'mikro, spend the first third of your life learn chumish, shlish b'mishta or tenach, learn the whole nach, shlish b'mishta, the second third of your life learn mishnayis, shlish the last third of your life the Talmud, then you should be learning Gemara. So what's the question? Miyade inish kamachai? Does a person know exactly how long is going to live to know the first 30, the second 30, the last 30? I don't know how long I'm going to live. How can I wait to start Gemara later? Yeah. You may never make it. Gemara right. Says, "Ki kamina." When do I mean to say "ki kamrinon"? The yomi means each day. Take a day and divide the day in a third. One third of the day learn chumish. One third mishnayis. One third Gemara. That's what Gemara means. The yomi. So look at Taisus. Taisus says, "Pirsha kuntris beiz yomi mikra." Out of the week, the first 2 days of the week learn chumish. Beis Yomim Mishnah, Beis Yomim Talmud. Rav Shabbos, I don't know. Rav Loshin Yomim, Lan Art. It's Machlokes this thing, Martin Chazot, learn some new. All right, then he's Yeager. Yomim Adar, so he says, Dok Lefarish Kain, Miyu Akati Yikalak Shuyah, he has a question also, Miyod Dekami Chai, you don't know if you make the whole week or not. This week you may not live out the whole week either. Sakai spent 2 days and 2 days. The Kach Nero, Yomim means B'chol Yomim, every day. Lakach tiknu psukei atomid or mishneis the mekayimim or brayt of Yishmael. That's why you say come to tefillah, you say kavonis in the morning. You yotzin kavonis. We have psukim, we have mishnayis in eiz the mekayimim, we have brayt of Yishmael. So we yotz all three every day. Nira ben atam di onu sheiskim b'talmud bavli. We that learn b'talmud bavli dayenu. It's enough to learn Gemara whole day. Kihu bola our bavli is mixed up. The mikra, the mishnah, the talmud, the minister hedrin, bavel, beluna, the mikra, beluna, the mishnah, beluna, the talmud. Our gemara, bavel, the kitzi, have right to learn daf yomi a whole day. By learning daf yomi for sure, you get the psukim, you cover chumash, and you cover gemara. Kiyad, yeah. Omar Rava, kiyamin biyama, yeah. Asher piria yitam vita. Its fruits are given at the right time. Omar Rava, imperiyav yitain viitai. If he has fruit, it should be given at the right time. Rashi says means sheyik ve'itim l'tera. Means if you kaveya, you have a shear to go to, then you'll give all fruits. The olayu lo yibol, and the leaves will not rot. The imlav al haloymed yalam alamed aleim akosav oimer loykein horishoyim. Rashi says shrei mashma loymedum lamdav, the teacher and the talmud. Rashi lishtachrin apir yitim vitoy shaloymed v'yoseh pri. The other pshat is, piriya means you learn and you also do what you learn. That's called pre-kloima. Mekaya mashikosa batayra vizeka. But otherwise, if you only learn and you do not do, that's a talmud shayna hoigo hogun, that's called like rishoyim. Loi kena rishoyim. That goes on both. It could be the Rebbe and the Talmud. If they do not practice what they learn, that's called like rishoyim. Rashi says, "Kolayim v'amlamid, just a little my Torah, a Talmud, Shane Hoggins, forbidden to teach Torah to a Talmud that's not fit. If you know the Talmud would not be mekayim the mitzvahs, you're not allowed to teach him." Kiyim, Omer Rabab, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. My decision was the pasuk say, "Ki Rabim Chalolim Apilu." A lot of people were killed, Chalolim killed dead. That Zed Talmud Shlehigia Lahera Omara. Terrible thing, a Talmud that's not really fit to be a rov, doesn't have smich yet, and he goes out and starts paskening. He tells people he's the paskening shayla. It's a terrible thing. It's like halolim. The atzumim kol regeh was very strong. All the deaths that goes on the talmud shegiel hero v'yena maru. Just the opposite. Certain people already receive smicha. They hegiel hero. They know how to teach, and they don't go out to teach. That's also a terrible thing. The Yad Karso, what's the limit? What is the time limit? Ad Nem Shon, until 40 years. Because until 40 years, the person is supposed to be Isaac and learning Torah for himself. At the age of 40, that's an age to go out and start teaching to others. I once spoke to Yaakov Kamenevsky, so he told me a person has the right to stay in Kollel until he's 40 years old. Until 40, you can still worry about learning for yourself if you're learning. Most people can't do that long, but if you could, you have a right to stay until 40. At 40 is the age to start giving over, which is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what does 40 mean? One says 40 means 40 years of life, and one says 40 years of learning. So according to that, you can say until you're 58 sometimes. Sometimes you first start learning when you're 18 years old. What? That wasn't discussion. No. 40 is enough, yeah. So the more question, Rava was a place that Rava was a Myra Ra. And we know Rava's whole life was only 40 years. So it comes out Rava Paskin before he was 40. So the more answer is, Hosam Bishavin. That's only if you have other people equal to you, then you should not Paskin until you're 40. But if there's nobody around like you, then you have a right even when you're before 40. So by Rava, nobody was as great as Rava, therefore he had a right to. Right, but that's the question. Here Rashi says, Avam, Shonam Rashi says, Mishanovit, from the time he was born, 40 years. But Rav Rashi says, V'chol yom av lohevi el aboim shonam perekan roshonam. Rav's whole lifetime was only 40 years. The Teretz is, when there's no Rashi says, Hosnam b'shavim, means b'shein b'iroi, kodim imenu. If there's nobody greater than you, if you're the greatest Talmid Chacham, you could be 13 years old. You could also, then you could be the Rav. Right, it says, V'yolei yolei yibo, and the leaves will not rot away. Omer Rav Acha Bar Ada. Omer Rav Yamar L'Samsi. Omer Rav Acha Bar Abba. Omer Rav Amnuna. Omer Rav Shafilu Sichas Chulin Shatam Chacham Tzrichin Talmud. The regular talk, just listening to others, I mean, come talk to one another. Sichas Chulin. Also, you could learn how to talk nicely, fine, Chesed. You could learn from their speech. Rashi says Sichas Chulin Shachamim Tzrichin Talmud Kedei L'Islamed L'Dabe V'L'Shainim. You should learn to talk the language they use. So Bulosh and Nikiya, it's a nice, clean, pure language. The Aisha Marape, it's rich and it heals. Shinemra says, V'oleyu la'yibo. Right, Rashi, V'oleyu la'yibo, dova kal, shivila means the simplest thing on a tree, meaning even the leaf. Also, la'yibo, klayma, la'yelech libud, does not go in vain. Even from the simplest thing of a tree, meaning the leaf, you learn from it, you have from it. And by Talmud Chacham also, not only is learning, just as regular daily speech and language, the way he uses, you should learn. The Chol Asher Yaseh, whoever does this, will have atzlacha, will be success. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Dova Zeh, this thing, if you learn Torah, you'll have success. Kosta, but says in the Torah, Vishani, secondly, Benevi'im, or Meshulis, thirdly, Dixtuvim. That Kol Oisik Bater, whoever learns Torah, Nechosu Matlichim, you'll have success. Kosta Bater says in the Torah of Siv, Ushmartim as Divya Brisa Zois, Vyasisim Oisim Laman Taskilu, as Kol Asher Tasun, that everything you do, you'll have a tzlach, you'll have success. Shnuya, the Nevi, in the Siv, it says, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Zemipicho, and it says, Vagisa Vayom of Alayla, why? Laman Tishmar Lasois, Kol HaKosuv Boi, you should learn in order to be able to do, to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs, and Oz, Ki Oz, Tatsliach Es HaKecho, then you'll have atzlocha, you'll have success. Vios taskil. Mishulish b'ksuvim says, third time in the ksuvim, the ksuvim says, by the tilim it says, kiyim b'saros Hashem chetzoy, u b'saros ha-yegiyim of aloylo, v'oyle keitshos l'pagimai m'shapir yitim vitoy, that you'll have fruits, v'yolei lo yibo, the leaves will not waste, go to waste. V'chol asher yasa yasliach, you'll have atzlocha, you'll have success. It says this three times, that by being oisik in Torah, you will not lose out. And if any reason, sometimes not that way, you have to know something else is the reason why he wouldn't have had a slacher anyway, or that the punishment he's getting. But that's the statement that because you're learning Torah, you will not lose out. First, and realize everything comes from Hashem, so if you're doing the will of Hashem, you have to know you're not going to lose out because of that. Yes, yes, yes. Machrez Rebbe Alexandra. Alexandra gave a big announcement. He made a big, called everybody together, and made a big announcement and said, listen, man boy chayim, who wants to have life? I have life to sell, who wants to buy life? Not life, not life insurance. I have real life to sell. I'll sell you life, long life. Is konuf, that's what happens. Konuf, everybody got together. What a great announcement. Konuf, yosukuli yama.
The whole world came to him. Thousands of people came. Look how they. Yeah, lost a new business. I realized they said to him, okay, you opened, you said something, let's hear it. Have long chai, give us life, let's see the injection, give us this life. Omalui said this, the Pasuk can tell him, Mi yoesha chofetz chayim, who is the person that wants chayim? The saw the shon come around. Lord, be careful from lashon hara. Watch your mouth from the shon come around. Zoom around yaseh toif. So watch yourself, what you're doing, do not speak lashon hara. Shema, maybe yoim, or the person can say, okay, no, it's I'm putting a tape around my mouth. I'm not going to open. I'm not going to talk. That's it. Tim service. Lashem nsarti l'shani mira svaslem adavim mirma. But the enoch is garbishina. The rest of the day, that's it. I'm going to sleep the rest of the day. I'm going on vacation the rest of the day. Maybe that's enough. Talmud the pasuk gets up and says no. Sur mira, true. Turn away from bed, but right away the yasei toiv. And then Toivala Toira Shinema Kilekta Toiv Satlachem Tarasi Atazoiva. Yes, we told me one chayim, watch yourself from Ra, that mainly do not speak Lashon Hara, and then I say Toiv. The kids say didn't teach them too much, but he woke them up. That's all those things. You have to wake a person up to realize that's the truth, that if you learn Torah and you Sur Mira, you'll be Zarchat Arichat Yom. Also, yeah, okay. Now, the Mishnah says, when you're building a bathhouse with them, even though in their bathhouse you used to make a platform to put their Avodah Zarah, you used to put the statue, the Avodah Zarah there. So it says, the Gila Keeper, if you come to the platform, to the final row, Keeper, that Mokim Shemamidim Avodah Chavim, the place that they're now going to mount on top of this platform, they're going to put an Avodah Zarah, then you have to stop. That's awesome. Hagila Kippa, then it's also to help them build. Omer Reb Loza, Omer Reb Yechanan. In Bona, let's say you helped them build even the Bima, even this Kippa. Let's say you did help them build it, the platform for the Avodah Zarah. Schare Mutta, Yishnel, the reward you get is still Mutta. Even though you did an Issa, but don't say it's Schare, it's reward of an Avodah Zarah. It's like Dimei Avodah Zarah and it's also to use. No, you're allowed to use the money. So Mar Pshita, all you're doing now is you're not making the Avodah Zarah itself, you're only making the platform which will serve the Avodah Zarah itself. That's called Mishamshay, something that serves the Avodah Zarah. Or that's the Allah we'll have later on Masechta, or Mishamshay Avodah Chavim Bein Le Rabbi Yishmael Bein Le Rabbi Kiva Ein Masurim. They do not become Masur Bahanoh. You're allowed to have enjoyment from them Achi Yavdu, until the Goyim worship. When they start to worship it, then the Mishamshim, the platform will become Asubano. But here you're first going to build the platform, stop treating you allowed to take reward. If you did it, you could take their pay, the pay is Mutta. Some Rabbi Yirmiel Hitzcho, the Kiddush over here, we only need the Kiddush over here, Lo Hitzrucho, Elo Le'avonos Kechavim, Atzmo. That if you help them build, the Avodah Zarah itself, the statue itself. Even if you help them build the statue, also the reward, the pay is Mutta. The more that it depends. That if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, as soon as you make it, it becomes also Bano. By go even after they make the Avodah Zarah, it's not also Bano until they worship it. Shafir, then it's good. Here, when you help them build it, they do not worship it yet. Therefore, it's still Mutta Bano. You can have your pay. El Laman Diyam will have later on. Miyad. No, did even by a goy. As soon as you finish making it, for making the Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asur Bano. Since so, if it's Asur Bano, you're getting pay because you did something of making Avodah Zarah. If you would take the pay, that's called you getting Hano from the Avodah Zarah. So the pay should be also to take. Michael, man, what can you tell me then? Means the last bang, the finishing touch of making the Avodah Zarah. That what, when is the cult finished? When is the statue finished that is fit to be used? That's by the Gemar Malacha. They must have the Gemar Malacha. When is the Gemar Malacha? The Malcha Shachroin, the last bang that you give. Now, Malcha Shachroin, that's for Sheva Prutza, and Echadami. I'm not taking pay for the last bang. The last bang that I'm doing is not even worth the Sheva Prutza. I'm getting paid for the work I did before, but not for the last bang. So it's first Nigma by the last bang, then I can't take pay. Alma, this is a big machlekes. Alma, what do you see? Kesavar, Yeshnu Asiris, Metchilu V'Yatsoif. That is, And that's the chiddush over here. That even if that's also, I would have thought to say it's mutter, kamash v'lan it's also. Why is it also? Because we held yesh, no, forget, that's why it's mutter. Yesh t'schir m'chilav yatzayv means that he owes you for every work that you do. Every bang that you do, you deserve to be paid. So it comes out the paycheck is for the work you already have done. The last bang, that makes it also banor, but that last bang you do not get paid. If you hold aimless here, sell of safe, you only get paid after the whole job, so then you're getting paid if you made the avodah zarah. Then it would be also banor. The chiddush is don't know that we say pay is for every single bang you did. Therefore, the 1,000 bangs you did were done the heter. It's not also banor. And that's the pay, that's the chiddush that's mutter. Mishnah here, you test on the base. The bottom Mishnah. Mishnah says, some are not gerus, some doesn't have this first part. We have it. You're not allowed to make jewelry for the avodah zarah itself. What does that mean? Like katloyes, necklaces, nizomim, nosebands or earrings, vetavoyes and rings. Because you be mahani giving them enjoyment. Sheet is also for a Jew to give jewelry, to make jewelry for the avodah zarah. However, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, b'ischa muta, that if a Jew is getting paid for it, then it's muta. Now, some take this out. The bottom, the grower, takes out this girsa b'chlau. He says that's the taste of yomtiv, because they have a kash. How could Rabbi Lezer say it's muta? Even if it's chah, what kind of svar is that? Even though you get paid, so what? How are you allowed to make jewelry for now? For this only chetchila, it's very hard to understand. That's why some people take the south bechlau from the Mishnah. But according to us, you have the Girsa, Rav Lez holds it's smuta, since you're doing it for your own sake. You're doing it for to get pay, therefore it's smuta. Like you're not making the avodah zarah itself, you're only making tachshitin. See here, that's smuta, for some reason.
And about selling?
Right, ein moichris, for sure we have, ein moichrin lehem b'mechub lekarka. We're not allowed to sell to a guy anything to do with karka in Eretz Yisrael. But you can make a condition with him that I'll sell you the wheat if you cut it off. And no, avamoichu mishias means when it's cut off. I'll sell you the wheat, but the deal only goes through after I cut it off. When it's still attached, there's no way I could sell you wheat or anything that's growing. Rabbi Yehudu Oimer, moichu amanas lokis. You're allowed to sell it now, even though it's still attached, on the condition that the guy will chop it down. In other words, since the guy is buying on this condition, mashma, we believe him that he will cut it down, so it's considered like right now, it's not mechub lekarka. Again, I call oimet liksas kotzes dummy. Even though, really, it's not oimet to be cut off, but since the condition was, I'm only selling it to you, if you cut it off, Reb Yud holds, that's okay. That's considered like it's off. It's not called you're selling him mechub lekarka.
Now this is
right, same thing. Now the Gemara says, "Non emili." How do we know this? How do we know it's also to sell to the goyim karka? Non emili. Some Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina the Yom.